Hello, hello. This is Mistress Daphne. So this is about service in the name of a mistress. So I've had a few clients recently talk to me about how they want to serve me, how they want to please me, and even turn me on. Service, but at whose desire? Perusing my blog, you can easily see that MSM, gay sex, is a major turn on to me. I mean, I've only said it about 100 times here already. But when you're in service to me, servicing me as a submissive, even an obsequious submissive, does that mean you need to have MSM sex in order to please me? Fuck no. Listen up, my dear subs. I would never, never, never ask something of you that you did not want to do yourself. I would never ask you to have real-life sex with a man simply because it turns me on. Real-life sex with a man has consequences far, far beyond turning me on. And you need to know that if you did it only to please me, but did not want to do it yourself before I came along, then it would not only displease me, it would make me crazy sad. So, you know, if you did this and you got anything, if you went and had sex with a man and you got anything, herpes simplex virus, human papilloma virus, HIV, AIDS, or any number of other diseases you can get from random anonymous MSM sex, for me, I would live with that. Even if you never tell me about it, my spirit would know that somewhere I have caused someone to be sick. And then there is the what about your partner part? What about that? Am I making my point? If you want to do it, I'm all for it. Suck 20 cocks a day. Woo, enjoy. Get off on being fucked by 10 strangers a week. Awesome. But do it for you, not me. I adore you all. I love your kinky selves. I think your minds and experiences are fabulous. I think it's an amazing gift to want to serve me in these ways. But I refuse these gifts. Show me your pleasures. Those are the gifts I want to see. This is Mistress Daphne with not the sexiest post in the world, but one that was important to talk about. Love you all.